Okay, here I can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness and inner awareness for as long as you can. Then all of your movement and activity determined to be aware, especially the blinking of your eye. Then every movement, activity, even when you sit, all the movement, then how you sit, then how you observe, see, move, even when you are having your meals, maintain awareness. Then later on, when you are skillful, even when you speak, you are fully aware. Then to maintain awareness is very easy. You don't have to do anything. You're just silent inside. Then the awareness nature can see everything. Then you want to be attentive at which particular phenomena is up to you. Then you silent everything without a center. Then it's just spacious. Means within that space, all the movement within that consciousness that you arise, like seeing, you can see the movement. Hearing, you can hear the movement, the activity. So today is Sunday. Because of that, the school children are up there, Sunday school children. So don't be like affected by the noise they make. In fact, thank them. They test you. See whether you are a real meditator or not. You can be affected by what they do. It means you have not really developed the stability of awareness and understanding. Then I was observing this morning, I think, quite good. I think there are two or three kilometer, they were up here very early, I think. I came in about 5:20 like that. They were sitting here meditating already. Then later on, more. But most of them were down there listening to the chanting, which is also good, no problem. But here, early morning is very conducive, where the silence of nature is very still. Then you can like go into the stillness very fast. Then your shift of consciousness, they keep on coming, keep on manifesting. You know what is shift of consciousness or not? Your mind inside there is like very noisy, you know. Then suddenly you experience like quiet, or sudden tranquil, or sudden clarity. That is the shift of consciousness. When your consciousness has shift from your like lethargic mind, sleepy mind with the hindrance, or your restless mind with the thinking, obviously. Then suddenly, because you know how to relax and let the mind settle down, then all this movement, without you knowing it, slow down. Until like stop. Initially, it's not all the movement. Sometimes it's nature's vibration or activity. Suddenly, no more, become very quiet. A very good example is if you are at home, you got the desktop computer, you on it, make a lot of noise. If you are mindful, aware, you will know it. But if you are absorbed in the computer screen, then you don't even know that vibration. But when you're off the computer, do you realize that shut down that time? Suddenly, the whole machine, the CPU, like shut down, suddenly become very quiet. And that is the shift. And it's from the noisy environment that your senses pick up. But when there is a major shutdown, means suddenly the external vibration, like during the daytime, the traffic or the movement, the vibration, suddenly no more, middle of the night, you experience the silence of nature. And there is a shift. There is a shift of consciousness. But the real shift is when there is no noise inside. Means your chattering, your vocalization, your restlessness, your worry, anxiety, your whatever sankhara activity. When that one completely stops, you experience your true mind. The paucity, tranquility of mind, the stillness of mind, complete silence, calm, still, and clear. When you do awareness meditation, if you are patient, you know how to relax and allow the awareness to settle down. Because when you don't do anything, the mind will settle down. Then all this activity or movement, they are dependent originating. If you don't have any thought to allow them to continue, then it will settle down. But the new people who have not trained, your problem is during the day, you are not mindful. You most of the time think a lot, heedless. So this one has become habitual. That's why when you want to sleep, your activity up here is still movement. I came to know about this is because after my mindfulness developed, I can see them. Then in the early day, I remember, after my mindfulness was very stable already, whenever I got a discussion with somebody, whenever I get like absorbed into it, I saw this one movement. It tried to like retrieve information and all those things, and then later on when I developed the wisdom, I realized I don't go here, I go here. Here like very quiet. But then at the early day, I remember the first time I came out to share that time was 2004. Because people cannot understand and they ask a lot of questions. Then my nature, out of compassion, I want to understand how can I teach or share in a way where people can understand. So I had to reflect on it, contemplate on it. Then I realized when I have the intent, which is wholesome, this follow up there start to move again. But not like last time. So it move is because you want to do something. You want to arrive. Then I saw this. Then I asked myself, think also like that, don't think also like that. Do also like that, don't do also like that. Then later on, the understanding came and make it different. Got condition only do. No condition, no need to do. Because sometimes it's the nature. You know, people want to learn, people want to understand. Then I was ready, but ahead of time. Then even when the time come in 2004, which was 15 years later after I connect, I was ready, but people not ready. What I share, hardly anybody understand. We're so different from what is commonly taught and accepted by people. And their views, opinion, conditioning, belief system is so strong. That's why Sui have to put in English. You look at this English word, I think it's helpful. This should not have happened means you have resentment. You are not happy of what happened, the reality. Then when you accept this reality, when you can accept, means what? No more negativity. Understand not? Then this is better to have happen. Otherwise, it will be a problem. That's why you embrace it. And when you embrace it and accept it, what happened? You don't go and think about it anymore. You don't go and worry about it anymore. So this one failed to torment you. Understand? But there is no more grasping, clinging, and worrying. There is no more trying to solve any problem. But it's not a problem. Understand? That's why acceptance free you. Like forgiveness free you. When you forgive, the evil root of anger no more. When you accept, no more clinging. Understand? Huh? Can follow that? Huh? When you accept the reality of what happened, that is what is. What is the reality, like the Buddha said. Whatever arises, there are causes and conditions behind. And what are these causes and conditions? The nature's law that governs life and existence. One of it is karma, linked to your past. So why you want to be upset, blame, and do all those foolish things? After all, it's not so real, just a conditioned world. And you hold the key to your own life destiny. To be happy or unhappy is entirely your choice. Choose to be happy. You mean so difficult to choose to be happy? To people who don't have the understanding and the Dhamma, yes, it's very difficult. But now you attend retreat, attend course, you have all the book, everything. You read already, still not interested or don't know how to apply. Means what? You don't love yourself. And you choose to hold on to all these things and continue your own way. That's why you lack wisdom. You cannot free. You cannot understand what life is. You cannot see things as they are. You cannot be at peace with all situations. The inability comes from your wrong view. When you perceive a situation in negative, and this is your habitual tendency from your memory, your brain. You have been doing this. Why? Because you got knowledge. Born of what? Your view, your belief system, your conditioning, and all your accumulated experiences, good and bad, phobia, insecurity, happy moments, or whatever. So all this accumulate and mold you. Then from there you act. That's why acting according to memory is not acting at all. But that one is full of rubbish and delusion inside there with the evil root, wrong thought. So that one always create problem for you. Everything that happens you don't like, things don't go your way. If your expectations in life are not met, when you cannot get what you want, suffer. You have problem. Then like Sui say, this emotion can be resentment or fear or worry or anxiety or deep resentment or unlike, your dislike. So all this envy, jealousy or whatever means you lack right thought, which is gratitude, love, compassion, and even sincerity, respect, humility. All this is what you're supposed to develop. That's why the Noble Eightfold Path says, right view leading to right thought. And all these are right thought. And all these that cannot accept the reality one are all wrong thought. Understand? Not? Whatever that make you unhappy, fearful, lack of peace, are all wrong thought. Whenever you are not peaceful, unhappy, the wrong thought is there. Remember that. Then immediately the awareness prompts you. Okay, now I investigate. Like Sui learned all this. That's why I just told my children, whatever happened, don't do this. Don't get angry, don't get unhappy, don't blame. Don't go and create until the whole mess of suffering arises.